A recent social media post on X from Safe Communities Wellington County shows 25% of drivers aged 16 to 24 say they've driven after smoking, vaping, or ingesting cannabis. While these were national numbers, the organization says they mimic what goes on within the county. Teen drivers killed in a crash are more than likely to test positive for cannabis, they went on to say. With last week being Teen Driver Safety Week cross-country, Safe Communities Program Coordinator Christine Veit says one area in the county is troublesome.
Minto, Clifford, Palmerston have the highest instances of drug-related crimes, I guess, basically, or like people being pulled over with impairment, not alcohol, but with drugs.
Veit stated a lot of younger drivers don't believe cannabis has any negative impacts on driving.
Ever since the legalization of cannabis, each time I go to a school, I have at least 5 or 6 students that say, oh, I drive better when I'm under the influence of cannabis. So that's not statistics, but it's me hearing this from these young students.
Veit says Safe Communities Wellington County tries to make sure they speak with high schoolers as well as grade 5s throughout the Upper Grand District School Board and Wellington Catholic. She went on to say the increased access to cannabis since legalization in 2018 has made the issue tougher to handle. Safe Communities Wellington County partners with local stakeholders to help spread information regarding this topic. Coming up is the Wellington County OPP Festive Ride Campaign in partnership with the Youth Advisory Council. Reporting for the Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.